What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, founder of the Disney Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be kind of looking a little bit at Wreck-It Ralph with a new movie out this month. We thought we're going to look at one of the characters that made a cameo in a number of different ways in the movie Sonic the Hedgehog, and kind of just briefly just touch on our history with it and why, like, instantly that kind of thing of you see Sonic or something like that on the screen, and we instantly have a 20-plus year connection with these characters. Because I'll be honest, I started playing the Mega Drive on the Mega Drive or the Genesis with my Sonic the Hedgehog. I remember getting that for Christmas all those years ago. And that kind of started, you know, that music from Sonic that is ingrained in my head to the point that I don't think I'm ever going to, it's just built in. That Green Hill level one muscle memory. It's just there.
See, I didn't play Sonic until the Dreamcast era. I mean, I played it like once or twice, at a friend's house, but I never had a Genesis. I didn't have a Saturn. I didn't have anything up until the Dreamcast. And I think Sonic Adventures was the first Sonic game I played.
That wasn't so good. I remember getting
not really. So I don't have the nostalgia for Sonic. I mean, I do to a degree because he is so old of a character and he is so memorable of a character. And of course, growing up, it was the Sega versus Nintendo show, and no, Mario is better than Sonic, Sonic's better than Mario, etc., and so on. But yeah, like playing the games, I've got virtually no nostalgia for them at all. But that said, he is an iconic character, and it's good to see him in Wreck-It Ralph. It's good to see him, you know, being recognized as a major video game character that even if you haven't played any Sonic games like me, you're kind of like, oh, that's cool. I recognize that. Now, I don't recognize any of the other Sonic characters, but that's okay. They don't show
up. Yeah, I mean, it's like you had like Dr. Robotnik.
I recognize him. He's the villain.
See, this is the thing. I think especially for me on like the Mega Drive Genesis era is I had Sonic 1, 2, 3, Sonic & Knuckles, Sonic. I had the Mean Machine. I had Sonic Spins Book. So I even had Sonic Mega CD. And so for me, I had all that kind of Mega Drive era of being a Sonic consumer. That was the big thing. Luckily, we ended up with that situation where I had the Mega Drive, and then my brother got like the Super Nintendo. So when he was out playing, I used to go in and play all the Mario games. So I kind of was growing up, I had access to both, which kind of might be why I've always ended up with every platform, because I got used to that as a kid and it was like, yeah, you can have it and you don't have to worry about it. But Sonic had that thing of, you know, the Dreamcast went through that one. Then, to be honest, there was a big chunk of time where Sonic games were just average. It wasn't really till recently, I think, Sonic Mania, where things really picked up. And they went back to the classics and re-found what was good with it. I mean, we've had, like, there was a Sonic racing game, which actually had Wreck-It Ralph in it as a playable character. On the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 era. And, you know, that was a cool little nod of bringing Wreck-It Ralph into a Sonic game.
Yeah, and, I mean, Sonic Racing makes sense, too. Not just for Sonic side of things, but, of course, Vanellope. I don't know if she was in the game or not, but she at least links them because she was a racer. So
yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed that the new Sonic Racing game, Team Racing, that's coming out this fall doesn't include Wreck-It, because that would have been such an easy kind of tie-in with it all. It would have been a nice, easy kind of win for Disney, but I'm guessing they'll probably want to do their own kart game. But yeah, I think for me, Sonic is, I wouldn't necessarily say in the same ballpark as Mario, but I think it has such a bigger part of my childhood video games. So therefore, instantly, you know, the sound of the gold rings and instantly recognizable kind of things like that, which just bring up straight away. And just having Sonic in Wreck-It Ralph was a great way. And just having, you know, he's just standing there pointing and sort of giving directions from a sign. But I think that actually worked really well.
Right. I actually have to admit, I don't really remember his cameo. But then again, I haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph since it first came out, so it's been a little while. But yeah, you mentioned, even people who haven't played Sonic, like myself, I know the sounds of the game. I know the rings. I can picture the ring sound. I can picture when he runs into a bad guy and all the rings go flying everywhere. I can hear it. It's not brain memory, muscle sound memory. I don't know. It's not quite as iconic as, say, Zelda picking up an item for the first time or Mario getting a coin, but it's there. It's still in that same general vicinity.
Yeah, see, it's always that weird thing for me because I never had that connection with Zelda. I played Twilight Princess on the Wii, but it wasn't really till Breath of the Wild that I really fell in love with Zelda. See, it wasn't Zelda's fault. So slow. Again, I'm playing Sonic on the Mega Drive, and playing Super Mario's and stuff. Zelda was so much slower, and it was not my kind of game, and it didn't really pick up till it became an adventure game. And so that kind of thing. I mean, Sonic was always so fast. I mean, like you say, the Dreamcast era, it kind of went 3D, and it never really, that's because obviously the whole thing was Mario 64 and stuff, but I don't think it really ever translated as well into 3D as it did into 2D. And it never was, it got left behind as 2D games became old fashioned, you know, the whole of the PlayStation era, 2D games just became, oh, that's old. That's what years ago was. Now they're all back in fashion again. You know, now it's its own genre on itself. They can, you know, it's super popular. 2D that's become a genre in its own era now.
Yeah, it's the circle of gaming coming back around, the nostalgia wave. And it's not just the 2D platformers. It's also the Metroidvania styled games, the pixel art, 8-bit, 16-bit, 32-bit art and all that stuff. And it's very much in vogue right now, and that's great for people who have fond memories of those games, including Sonic. I have got to admit, for me, they're very easy to just be like, nope, not for me. I'll move right along from that. But if that's the kind of game you want, or if you want to introduce your kids to the kind of games that you grew up with, they're there. They're available. And to be honest, Sonic is a kind of game that really should be in this style. Mm. It's great for them to try different things. It's great for them to branch out and challenge themselves. But Sonic is made for side-scrolling 2D platforming. It even more than Mario, even more than just about any other franchise I can think of, Sonic is built for that. Because you lose a lot of the speed in other formats. You don't lose the speed, you lose the sense of speed in the other formats. You can have him run real fast in a 3D environment, but you lose all form of control. You know, your ability to react is pretty much gone. So
it's a funny thing as well. It's really strange how Sonic Mania completely dominated and was one of the best selling Sonic games they've had in decades, because they went back to the original idea. And you know, they even tried launching a new version of it at the same time, because you had all these different anniversaries coming up. And it showed that actually the old version was, it worked better. And, you know, that's the kind of thing of it worked. It's going to be interesting if we get anything too much in Wreck-It Ralph 2. I'm expecting a few little nods and stuff. But the whole movie looks like it's moving away from the video game aspect compared to the first one. But it's just great seeing things like Dr. Robotnik and stuff in there, and little notes about the shields. And just, I think that, you know, it made sense for how they did that.
Yeah, and it's like you said, they're kind of moving away from video games. It's called Ralph Breaks the Internet, so it's clearly going to be moving much more towards memes and poking fun at internet life and stuff like that. But it'll be good to have them continue putting the video game roots into it, as it were. So
yeah, but yeah, we have to know your history of Sonic the Hedgehog and what you loved. Are you like me, or are you a bit more James? We're a little bit less inclined. We would love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. You can like, follow, and subscribe. And James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.
Later.